Hey all, welcome back to a brand new episode here on You Can and You Will. And if you're watching this episode on YouTube, then you already know things are a little bit different over here. And that really is because I've been trying to try something new. So please make sure to let me know in the comments down below. And also, I just really wanted to make the whole approach, like the whole episode, a bit more personal, like, you know, really connecting to you. And if you are listening currently on your most favorite podcast platform, make sure to hop on over to YouTube just to say hi. Also, please make sure to subscribe either on your podcast platform or on YouTube because that will help my podcast grow so much. So thank you in advance. Also, I believe this is already episode 83, which just really feels like insane. And if you're new around here, hi, I'm so happy you made it here. I'm Catherine Louise. I'm a business and life coach. I'm also a communication trainer. And I have been experiencing this business world for over 17 years. So I'm packed with that wisdom. Also, I'm a mom to my three beautiful babies, which technically aren't babies anymore, but if you're a mom, you already know. And I'm just a typical Libra. And on this podcast, we talk all of the things, business, self-development, growth, confidence, all the things you need to truly live a happy and fulfilled life. And it's just like the slogan of the podcast, design a life that you love, because you so deserve it. And today we're going to talk about something that is actually a term that I've been looking for like probably the whole 17 years that I've been experiencing this business world. Because, you know, the one thing we probably all have in common, maybe concerning your career or maybe your private life, it really doesn't matter. If you have a goal and you're trying to reach it, the bigger the goal is, the bigger that approach gets, like the bigger in terms of more difficult almost. And while there are obviously very much different approaches to all of the goals, which makes sense because not every goal can be achieved in the same way. And that's sometimes when I really like cringe when I hear other coaches or mentors speak about like, you only need this one solution and then you're going to experience everything you've ever dreamed of. And I'm like, how's that even possible? It's not possible. If you hear this, run. Every goal obviously probably needs a different approach, right? Just makes sense because of the circumstances, the size of your goal, as in how big you want to go. So it makes sense. So, you know, the past 17 years for myself, for my clients, working on how to get to that goal, the strategies, and then, you know, stuff happens. And from my experience, when my clients or myself have experiencing hurdles, setbacks, life just happening, period, that oftentimes is the biggest quote when people fail. Because failing, as in then they stop. They feel like, oh, I can't move beyond this hurdle. I can't move beyond the setback. And that's when they quote unquote fail, right? When they just give up because they don't know any better. That's, by the way, when you really want to have a coach to guide you through this, because there is always a way. Chances are you're just not seeing it in that moment. So really teaching my students and the women I've been working with how to really maneuver your way around it and not giving up, and how you actually want to make sure that, you know, the bigger the goal gets, the more difficult it seems to achieve that goal. I think we can all relate to this. It's like when we have a seemingly smaller goal, it's like, oh yeah, of course I can achieve that. But the bigger the goal gets, either for your career or again also your private life, the more difficult we all almost make it up in our own minds, because it's a big goal, right? So it has to be difficult. You see where I'm coming from? And really how to move step by step to get that is the important thing and the strategy on how to get there. Because in my experience, the bigger the goal is, the more we like expect a sudden shift. It's like you think in order to get there, you would like need to flip that switch and just experience all the transformation from one moment to another one. And that's not possible, especially for big goals. It's not possible. The only way to achieve a big goal is to go there step by step, day by day. And now the catch here is that when you go day by day, you will experience quote unquote small little changes every day. But that's just like when you try to lose weight, just for an example, and you're losing weight, like it works, congratulations. But then you look in the mirror every single day and you're like, nah, nothing is happening over here. But then suddenly you see like friends, neighbors from way back, and then they be like, oh, you lost weight. Like, I see that. That's because when you look at yourself in the mirror every single day, you won't see the seemingly quote unquote small changes. Same goes for your success. If you're working on it every single day, unless you really track it, chances are you're probably not seeing the results and how much of the difference they make accumulated over time, over weeks, over months. Right? This is, by the way, why I love the people I'm working with having tracked their work and successes, because you know, small things happening every single day, you accustomed to that so quick. Your nervous system adjusts to that so much easier and almost in a way that you won't even notice because it's small things. Your nervous system will always be able to adjust seemingly easily, effortlessly to small changes. However, we'll always have a huge mess with big transformations. So actually, you know, experiencing small changes every single day is serving you big time, like big time, believe me, because you avoid sabotaging yourself, okay? So what I mean by breadcrumbing to your success is actually exactly that. The bigger your goal is, doesn't mean the more difficult. It just means to almost have a bit more of a preparation in place. It means to really map out steps, to really have that strategy as in, okay, what is the next best thing I can do to get there? And to really strategize like that every single day. Okay, where am I today? What can I do today within my means to get to my goal? And that is so important to think like that. And this is when also tracking your work is so important. So really to be able to see where you have started, track your progress literally, because that's not only going to make you so proud, but it also will encourage you to move on. So those small and tiny steps that feel almost effortlessly, those are your breadcrumbs. And this is the amazing thing. When you go day by day, this is how you breadcrumb yourself to success. And another thing I really want to mention, things will never in life, because this is life, go linear. It is very unlikely that you map out a strategy and everything will just be a smooth sail. I personally have never experienced that. I don't know anybody I've been working with that has experienced that. So almost expect stuff to just happen, and that's fine. It's just part of the thing. It's part of life. And really, whether you are talking about your career or your business or your private life, it doesn't matter. It's just going to happen. So to almost expect it, but not in a negative way, like being nervous about it, but just really focusing and then also asking yourself, is that actually serving me? like this kind of setback that, you know, is throwing things around right now in my life, is that actually serving me on my path? Like, literally ask yourself, what is it doing for me? If I remove all of the stress and the pain and then the tears and the sorrow of the situation happening, what is it doing for me? And when you come from that perspective and really ask yourself that and be really frank and honest at this point, because you're just asking yourself, you don't serve yourself if you're lying to yourself. Makes sense, right? So be honest and open and go from there. There is literally magic in asking yourself those kind of questions. And then just really also understand that this is just part of the process. This is not going to be doomed failure forever. You need to give it up. It's just part of the progress, another breadcrumb. So I'm just so happy to share this term, breadcrumbing your way to success, because I feel like it almost relaxes the whole process of reaching your goals, achieving your goals. It makes it more easy on yourself to not expect the biggest shift overnight, because that's never going to happen. It's unrealistic or very unlikely unless you hit the lottery jackpot or something. So really make sure to understand that it's like breadcrumbing every single day. The more breadcrumbs you have, congratulations, the more you are getting closer to your goal. Make sure to also track all of the things, right? We really want to track to make yourself proud and really, you know, gain and grow that confidence, and also understand the journey your nervous system has been coming from, because that's a big one. And then just enjoy. And really another one, which is huge, and I really want you to understand that, want to give that away before we end today's episode, is listening to your inner GPS. Right? If you've ever heard of episode of me before, probably you've heard me speak about your inner GPS before. You're in a guidance system. Like, your goal is locked in into your GPS and it will lead you. And even if it makes no sense whatsoever, what your guidance system is telling you at that moment in time, just make sure to follow it. That's like your inner GPS is providing you the next breadcrumb. And at the end of the day, you're going to have the most beautiful achieving of your goal. And the growth you will experiencing by breadcrumbing your way to success will be massive and unmatched any other strategy on how to achieve your goals. So I hope you've been loving this episode. Again, let me know if you want me to record like this again. It's kind of fun. It's really a bit more personal. Like, we have a little bit of art over here, my favorite candle over there, and it's just a bit more personal. So let me know. Love to know your opinion. And thank you so much for listening and for watching. And remember, you can and you will design a life you love at any moment in time. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.